Listen, we all deal with difficult circumstances in poor ways sometimes. And in others, sometimes there's a mental shift, a mindset shift, a breakthrough that happens. That's what this is about. The shocking part about fear is fear will always feel shocking. The blessing is it can stretch you and can make you better.
Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you. But it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com.
We have to stretch ourselves. We have to do it. No one's going to set your stretch goal for you. At work, it's going to be a BS goal because they're going to make sure you can achieve it by the quarter end. Because God forbid we do anything that takes longer than a quarter. Your boss doesn't have a clue about your potential. Your spouse doesn't have a clue about your potential, with all respect. The only one who knows your true potential is when you really tap deep into it and he who provided it. That's it. And so we have to realize you're going to have to stretch. So today, I actually put a slide together for you to call this something cool. And I thought we would call today's talk The Shocking Blessing of Fear. The Shocking Blessing of Fear. Because you know what? When I felt like everything's going good, I'm in flow back here at this MGM, I'm talking to all these people. And as many of you know, that wasn't the highlight of my career. I've been blessed now to keynote almost every major North American arena, hotel, conference, convention center, every company I ever wanted to speak and keynote to, I've gotten to do that. My daily life is in front of huge audiences. And yet, when I didn't feel the edge back there, I thought, Brendan, challenge yourself out there. You can go out and you can do a walk. You can go out and do your thing. Challenge yourself out there. Because when you challenge yourself, it puts you in that place of, I don't know how this is going to go. That's where you belong more often. That's going to bring life back. I don't know how this is going to go. That's where life is. If you always know how it's going to go, boredom lives there. If you always know how it's going to go, the peddling of the, self-help gurus who say you need certainty, that's where they're at. That's not how life really works. Those who remain curious, open, those are the ones who succeed further. They're learners. If you're always grasping at some adolescent desire for certainty, you're in the wrong group. Because I don't know, I don't play at any levels, in the highest levels of the world, of anyone peddling certainty. What they're peddling is the reality. You need to be adaptive. You need to learn. Yes, trust yourself, but be curious. Challenge yourself. Be so curious about how it could be different. Do something new. And when you do that, I promise you, that's where life really is. Grasping to make it exactly as we want. Didn't we just fail at that the last 3 years? Didn't we just find out that doesn't work so good? When you try to, edict how the world has to be and how your relationships have to be and how people have to act, it doesn't always turn out so good. We need to be more adaptive, more flexible, more open, more curious, not just in our own lives to ignite ourselves, but I think in our relationships too. Sometimes you forget in your relationship the persons that you love, you kind of forget. You don't pay attention to them anymore. You don't listen to what they want anymore. You don't know their goals anymore. You're not curious about them anymore. I know my wife. I know my husband. He's always this way. And then you put them in your little certainty and expectation box, and all of a sudden, they're not thriving in the relationship anymore because they can tell you're not genuinely interested anymore. So we've got to change. We've got to do things that are new. Sometimes there's things in our lives that we have to do. It's going to be hard. And we have to teach ourselves to show up and do hard things with trust, not a script. This is an important conversation today because a lot of people are letting their fear and their doubts stop their progress. They're freaking out. I think, traveling around the country, I've been talking with all these leaders and I keep asking, what do you think the emotional energy of the world is right now? Shout it out. What's some words that come to your mind? Worry. Anxiety. Stress. Patronizing. Overwhelmed. Disengaged. Frustrated. Unhappy. Trying to survive. Let me give you a word that I've noticed and see if it rings a little bit true. I believe what we're seeing out there at a mass cultural, almost hypnosis, is one emotional dominant reality for a lot of people right now. And that's discouragement. They're discouraged. The world got interrupted. They thought they were strong. They thought they could handle the change. I'm a resilient person. And then it went on for years and they realized how hard it was. They got discouraged. This isn't turning out the way I thought it was. In all the change, they started something new. They got into a moment of transition, new job, new entrepreneurial opportunity. They got hyped about it. They got their first sales. They got their website up. They got their social media account started. And then it got hard and they got discouraged. This is harder than I thought. I don't know if I can handle this. They got excited about a new place. Many people moved. Many people moved out. many people ended a relationship, started a new relationship, had kids, and then it got into it. And it's like, whoa, this is not what I thought. This is hard. I don't know if I can handle this. See, sometimes everyone tells you about progress and they sell progress as the big dream. But a lot of people get progress and then it's not what they wanted a little bit, or it's harder than they thought. And now they're discouraged. And then discouragement starts eating their brain a little bit because they're down. They start doubting themselves. And it's a slippery slope from discouragement and doubt into defeat. And so a lot of people, I think, around the world feel defeated. They feel like their years were stolen from them. The kids feel like their high school was stolen from them. Some people feel like, you know, their future was stolen from them. Their opportunities were stolen from them. People often, we give our power over to everybody else. Oh, it's the government, or it's this, or it's that. And you know what? The beauty about being defeated is you can just blame everybody. Once you're that down, and trust me, I'm not going on big self-reliance pep talk here, because I'll talk you through some of the truths of the biggest fears of my life and how terribly I dealt with them. Just terrible. Who's dealt with a difficult fear or problem or discouragement in your life recently and you dealt with it terribly? Look around the room, and this is an incredibly successful group of people. Okay, at home, I hope you raise your hand too. It's true. Like, listen, we all deal with difficult circumstances in poor ways sometimes. And in others, sometimes there's a mental shift, a mindset shift, a breakthrough that happens. That's what this is about. The shocking part about fear is fear will always feel shocking. The blessing is it can stretch you and can make you better. The blessing of fear is it readies you in a different way. It stretches you to adapt, to climb, to deal. And right now, too many people are sitting at home and they're scared. And instead of turning into that and engaging that, they're disengaging. And in all the discomfort, they're finding distraction. They're turning to their phone. They're turning to their TVs. And we'll talk about that today in epic ways. In epic ways. And I'm somebody, I've had so many fears in my life. I haven't overcome all of them. And then I started learning some simple ways to use my mind, some simple ways to deal with the fear, to turn into it instead of avoiding it. I know you already know that, but sometimes we need the reminder. I had terrifying fears of heights, of public speaking, of starting my own career as a writer and a coach and a teacher. Terrifying fear of being on video and stages. And now I've made that my career for a decade. But I was scared. And I didn't handle it well every time. But you know what? When you're scared and you don't handle it one time, that one time that you didn't do it right, that's supposed to be the teaching point, the training point, the readiness point. That's where you go, wait, I didn't deal with this well. What did I learn? Let me do it better next time. But the problem is most of the world said, I didn't do it right. That's terrible. That's embarrassing. I'm out, sucker. Instead of saying, let me do it right next time, they said, I'm out. And there's probably been moments in your life where you did that too. I'm out. I quit. And other times, you couldn't quit because the job, the career, your back was against the wall. Someone was counting on you. You had that dream. You weren't going to let it go. And even though it was hard, instead of saying, I'm out, you said, I guess I'm all in. And those moments changed your life, didn't they? Yeah. Those moments were everything. I want you to be here for those moments for you today. Even through my own stories, I want you to find those moments that are for you. Those moments where you go, oh, that's why I was here. Not just to hear from this guy, but to go, let me look at my life and think of where do I need to reinvent and when do I need to engage? Where can I engage the difficult things, the scary things, those things that make us vulnerable or threatened or defensive or antagonistic, to turn back in and engage those hard things again? I know it's pop psychology, except it really does work. You know, it really does work. When we honor the struggle and the difficulty and we challenge ourselves through it, that changes everything. It's just not always easy.
Hey, I wanted to hop in here and share with you my love for community.com. Every major celebrity uses this. US presidents use this. The biggest companies in the world use this. They give you a 10-digit phone number, but it's kind of like having an inbox for your texting. You can segment it to people and they can reply back. And it's just really cool because you can also send video and you can send audio. And it's so beautiful of a design that it's really easy to figure out. You know, I don't like all those other systems that send out like some weird little code that you just know is like a promotion. The reason they called it community.com is because they really believe you have to have a text community in the modern era. Texting adds a whole other level. People open up their texts way more. It's way more, you know, effective as a promotional vehicle. And it's something that I deeply, deeply believe in. In fact, I invested in them and I've advised the senior team. I'm telling you what, my audience loves it. It's increased the engagement across everything I do. And you can get a free demo when you go to community.com. Just like it sounds, community.com. Check it out. Hey, are you on my text list? Did you know if you're in the US, you can text me at 1-503-212-6125. I actually have that text number on my Instagram account bio as well, if you want to go check it out. It's just 503-212-6125. Literally just text me and say, hey, Brendan, or text me and say anything you want to say. If you want me to see it, just text me there. It's 503-212-6125. And it's my exclusive text list. And if you're not on it, it's where I share some of my most popular episodes. Or if I drop a new YouTube, I send it your way. Or if I have some kind of free thing going on the internet, I give that exclusive link out to that group. So just go there and text me, 503-212-6125. It's kind of cool. It's back and forth. This is my community text number. So tons of my community share, you know, insights about what they're learning from me or just want to chat back and forth. And I'm in there. My team's in there. We really just try to engage you on a different platform. It's super fun. And again, anytime I have something special going out, this is the first group to know about it. So just go text me at 503-212-6125.